And good afternoon from Stratford. For the third time this week, we are joining you on KUKU, and I'm Marty Spence along with Larry Spence. I'm actually Larry and he's Marty, but it's hard to tell the difference sometimes. Anyway, good afternoon. It is afternoon basketball. The Bears probably, that means they're not playing for the championship, but they will get a trophy today if they can win, right, Marty?
That's correct. Yeah, you want to win two games in these tournaments, and the Bears suffered a disappointing loss on Tuesday to Cassville, but rebounded last night with a dominant win over Buffalo, and now have a chance to take home a couple of wins from this tournament. And to do it, they will face a very familiar nemesis in the Ava Bears.
Yeah,
and
just to get away from these people, and then they just follow
right,
you.
Right, you know? Right. And this is man, this has been the matchup for the last 4 years, really. The Bears and the Bears, lots of SCA battles. I can think of some just epic games.
The Bears haven't
between
beaten
these
them
two teams
in a long
time. No, they've been kind of the Achilles heel for the Bears. Of course, in the district championship last year, we were all kind of expecting that to be the district championship before
Forsyth.
Or was it Forsyth? Or
Forsyth that popped up and
upset Ava in the district semis and kind of robbed. I still remember watching Andrew Dalton after that game and just the agony of defeat for the Ava Bears, because that they just what a run that group put together for Ava with Dalton and Mendel, and man, they were loaded.
Hollister, not Hollister.
Yeah, I thought it was
Hollister. Yeah.
Same area, but it was Hollister, and then the Bears, of course, beat Hollister in the district championship, and the rest is history. One of the best Bears team in history, and you've really had the same thing in Douglas County with the Ava Bears, and those teams mirrored each other for 4 years, and we were always anticipating those games just because they were such a big matchup. Now, both teams, again,
rebuilding.
Pretty similar. They're both rebuilding and having to reload after graduating big groups of seniors that has really left a huge mark on both of these programs. The Ava Bears, 1-1 on the season, lost to Kabul in the first round, and that was the first kind of eye-opener Ava might not be what they were.
Yeah.
But they rebounded, much like the Bears. They got a win over Conway last night, 69-62. So you certainly can't take Ava lightly at all, and the Bears, both young teams, both trying to kind of find their identity still, and Ava still got a Dalton. And not Andrew Dalton, but Isaac Dalton, the sophomore for Ava. And they've got several in that sophomore class that are good players. And talking to their radio guys, he was marking off players that will play. And I think they're deeper than Willow.
That could come
into play as we play ball this afternoon.
They've got a lot more bench, and you can just tell that by warm-ups. You know, they've got a lot more bench, and by looking at the. Program, they have a lot more players to choose from than the Bears do, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to be a better team, but they do have a deeper bench, I'm sure.
Of course, the Bears playing without two senior starters, Scooter Osborne and Taylor Rozemek out for quite a bit of time, at least until 2023, so that knocks down the Bears' depth a little bit. Our first game this afternoon, the seventh-place game, Buffalo, the team that the Bears beat last night, beats Conway 70-52 was the final. That was a one-point game when we walked in the fourth quarter.
At the end of three quarters, it was a one-point game.
Buffalo took off and took care of business. So, congratulations. The Bison will finish in seventh place in this tournament. This game is for fifth place and a winning record in the Stratford tournament. Bears would like to go to 3-1 with that week off coming next week before they entertain the Zizzers.
I think we're ready for the
starting
lineup, so let's do it. Let's have the starting lineups, the play-by-play, and with that, here's Marty. Marty.
All right, we'll start with the Bears from Willow Springs, the Maroon Bears in their maroon jerseys with the white trim. They will start number 0, sophomore guard Jace Rogers. Number 1, freshman guard Colby James. Number 23 is senior guard Ryan Frigga. Number 33, senior forward Ryan Kohler. And number 41, sophomore forward Braxton Wilbanks. Bears are coached by Dustin Forrest, assisted by Robert James and Gerald McGowan. Coach Forrest and the Bears looking to go to 3-1 on the season. For the Ava Bears in their road white with the blue trim, they will start number 10, 6'1 sophomore Isaac Dalton. Number 14 is 5'10 senior Ashton Stout. Number 11 is 6-foot sophomore Preston Adams. Number 23 is 5'11 senior Grady Goss. And number 30 is 6'2 senior Carter Mahan. And there will be a switch there.
I believe there's a change.
Sawyer
starting
instead 5'9 sophomore is starting. Yep. So we will circle Sawyer, and Adams will be coming off the bench potentially for the Ava Bears. There are a couple of Ava Bears in street clothes.
Yes, there are.
There's your starting five for Ava. Very different than in years past, but they've still got a Dalton. They'll be joined by Stout, Sawyer, Goss, and Mahan on the floor. Dalton will jump for Ava. Kohler will jump for the Bears. Isaac Dalton, the younger brother of Andrew Dalton, one of the all-time greats who graduated last year from Ava. I believe he's playing at Drury this season. There's the jump. It's tipped into the backcourt, controlled by Ava. And we're underway from Stratford. Sawyer brings it into the front court. He'll kick it into the corner for Dalton back up top. Bears will start in their 3-2 zone. Ava, top of the key. They'll throw it baseline. Dalton puts it up, missed it, got his own rebound, but it's knocked out of bounds by Friga. It'll stay with Ava. Dalton had a good look there, but didn't finish. Ava will inbound underneath their own basket. Dalton in the corner. Dribbles to the free throw line, gets loose on the block and travels. Ava turns it over to start the game. Bears will touch the ball for the first time. No score, just underway from Stratford. Fifth place game from the Stratford Invitational. James into the front court. Jace Rogers on the right side. Up top to Kohler. He'll swing it left side for Friga. Up top, James. Nice move to the free throw line. Kick it out to Friga. Going to drive in the paint. Back out to Wilbanks. He'll spot for a three, and he's got it. Wilbanks has been deadly from beyond the arc.
He has in these first two games, especially.
Gets the Bears off to a 3-0 lead. Dalton on the right side for Ava. Kicks it up top to Sawyer. He'll take one dribble and flip it over to Goss. Goss has passed inside. Now they go back out. Dalton on the baseline put it up, missed it, but draws the foul. And Dalton will go to the line shooting two for Ava.
Ryan Friga, I believe, picked up the foul. That'd be his first. And put Dalton at the line, shooting two.
1 minute into the ball game, Dalton's free throw is off the mark. Rims out. Ava's sophomores, that was a class that played really well as 7th and 8th graders. So don't count out Ava. They've got some room to grow, and they'll get better quickly. Free throw is good by Dalton. Makes one of two, 3-1 Bears. From Willow, we start the ball game. Friga holds it on his hip, bounces to Rogers up top. Right side for James. James checks in on Wilbanks. Wilbanks gets knocked down, no whistle. And Ava picks the ball up, and we're headed back the other way.
Just call it a turnover, I guess.
I guess so. Ava on the baseline, lay it up, no good. Kohler tips the rebound to Friga. Friga brings it across midcourt. He'll hand it off to Jace Rogers. Rogers between his legs a few times. Looks for James. James has it at midcourt. Colby dribbles with his right, dribbles to the right side, picks it up, flips it up top to Friga. Friga, right side for Wilbanks. They've got somebody all over Wilbanks now. He'll take it right block and a push. Maybe a bit of a makeup there. There's not a lot of contact on that one, but Wilbanks draws the foul.
Second team foul on the Ava Bears, and it goes against Carter Mahan.
James will inbound for Willow. Looks inside. He'll kick it outside. Wilbanks has it. Free throw line floater, and the paint goes down. Braxton Wilbanks has all five for Willow, and they lead it 5-1, 2 minutes into the ballgame. Into the front court is Stout. Stout to Goss. Dalton up top. He one-arms it into the corner. Ava works it around the arc. They'll get it back up top. Now throw it right side in front of their bench to Grady Goss. Isaac Dalton, top of the key, bounce it left wing for Sawyer. Sawyer goes to the basket. He's blocked by Kohler. Dalton gets the rebound, count it, and one. Isaac Dalton took a big hit, a little slow getting up, but athleticism there paid off, and a chance for a three-point play.
Second foul on Ryan Frigga. That's not good for the Bears.
Only two fouls for Willow, but they've both been on Frigga. Frigga played a really nice game for the Bears last night.
Sydney, Matthew Miller coming in, right?
Yep. Coach Forrest, about seven deep. Miller and then Stewart will be the other one off the bench. Free throw is good, and it's a one-point lead for the Bears, 5-4. 5.5 minutes to go, first quarter here from Strafford. James will walk it down the floor. Met at half court. James to Kohler at the free throw line. Kohler back to James, trying to get James for three. Lots of contact underneath, no whistles. James, pullback three, top of the key. Missed it off the front of the rim, and Dalton's in for the rebound. Ava with the chance for their first lead of the afternoon. They'll throw it into the corner for Sawyer. Sawyer going to go baseline, charge called, and Ryan Kohler stood his ground. You like to see that from the senior.
A little football move there by Kohler.
Yeah.
First foul on Devon Sawyer. Sawyer's a famous name from from Ava, of course. They have a lot of good athletes coming with that name.
5 minutes to go, first quarter. Bears by one. James lobs it inside, tipped by all kinds of people, and knocked out of bounds by Ava. It'll stay with Willow. And
he'll advise.
Yeah, freshman pass. Threw up a pass there, yeah. That just too much traffic. James will inbound, gets it into Kohler in the corner, back out to Rogers. He'll bounce it to James. Right back to Jace up top. Rogers holds it on his hip, dribbles with his left. Bounces it to Wilbanks. Open for three. Turn and shoot. No good. And it hits the top of the backboard on the bounce. So it'll automatically go to Ava. And again, the Ava Bears have a chance to take the lead. Nobody back there to bring the ball down the floor. So Isaac Dalton will come back, and he'll bring it across midcourt. Dalton to the left side. Pass tipped. Stolen by Rogers. Rogers on a break. He's got a one-on-three pull-up. Jumper good from the free throw line. And Rogers gives the Bears back a three-point lead, 7-4, nearing the halfway point in the first quarter. Sawyer up top. He'll bounce it right side for Stout. Stout to Goss. Back into the corner for Dalton. Dalton cross-courts it over to Sawyer for three. No good off the back of the rim. Rebound, though, put up. No good. Rebound tip. Loose, controlled by Ava. Stout has it. Has it poked away. And Wilbanks comes away with it. I believe it was James that poked it away, and the Bears will take it back on the turnover. Wilbanks, left side for Rogers. Rogers to Miller up top. Matthew Miller takes a couple dribbles. Back to James. James gets around his defender. Now backpedals. Lob it inside to Kohler. Kohler going to go to work over two Ava to Bears. No good. Gets his own rebound. Puts it up. Missed it again. Rebound tipped, loose, and controlled by Sawyer and Ava. Missed opportunities there for the Bears. Sawyer into the front court. Throws it to Dalton on the right side. Dalton to the free throw line. Now he'll back it out to Goss. Dalton pulls back for three, ferries it. Tied at seven. Isaac Dalton.
He's got all seven for the Ava Bears.
And Coach Forrest will take a timeout. 3:16 to play first quarter. Willow and Ava. SCA battle tied at seven. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Willow Bear Basketball on KUKU.
3:16 left to go in the first quarter. We're all knotted up at seven apiece, Bears and the Bears. They looked for these two teams to play a lot last year, and I think they only played one time, and that was the SCA Conference game at Ava, which the Ava Bears won.
Tristan Rogers in for Ava and Aiden Stewart in for Willow after that timeout by Coach Forrest. Bears from Willow with the ball. Wilbanks juggles it, maintains possession, and now a foul called. As Ava with the reach in, Grady Goss will pick up the foul.
13 foul on Ava.
Bears really miss Ryan Frigga when he's sitting on the bench. He was such a spark plug last night, and he's had to sit with two fouls early.
The only two fouls Willow's had called on him. James loses the dribble, but gets it back at the right side. Dribbles up top of the key, picks it up, and here's a steal by Ava. Ava jumps the pass, trying to get it across the timeline. They'll throw it up and in. crossing the timeline to Dalton. Dalton at midcourt. Bounce it right side for Rogers. Throws it up top to Goss. Goss. Dalton on the left side. Being guarded by Rogers. Bears in a 3-2 zone still. Right side. Three-pointer partially blocked. And on the deflection, tipped by Wilbanks over to Rogers. Jace across midcourt. Rogers. Top of the key. To Stewart. Up top to James. James. Free throw line. Jumper good. Just a pull-up jumper for Colby James, and Willow breaks on top 9-7 with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Dalton across midcourt. Goss up top. Lob it into the corner for Dalton. Catches back to Goss. 3-2 zone still for Willow. Ava going to go baseline, put it up, missed it, rebound tipped. Loose on the floor, picked up by Ava up top. They'll try to reset. Goss loses it. Rogers tips it. Bodies fly and a jump ball.
A lot of scramble there. Yeah. A lot of scramble. I think it'd be bear ball. Possession arrow should favor the bear.
Willow bear.
Uh-oh.
Good hustle on both teams.
Yeah, good. Quite ready
for a break.
Everybody was on the floor there just about for both teams at one time or another.
Bear ball.
Willow bear ball.
James across midcourt. Willow leading by two. 90 seconds to go first quarter. Pass tip stolen
pass.
By Ava. Goss all the way to the basket, waits for the contact, and he gets it, but he waited a little too long for the shot. Waited for James to go up to the block and then let him come down on his back, but by that time he didn't get a shot off, so Ava will take it out of bounds.
Yeah, it's on the floor, and that's not what he wanted, I don't think. I thought he wanted to be in the act of shooting.
Inbound pass for Ava, put it up and in. Carter Mahan with the basket. We're tied at 9. Minute 20 to go, first quarter. Rogers to the left side for Stewart. Stewart holds it on his hip, takes a couple dribbles. Waiting for some help. He'll dribble to the right side. He's got two guys on him now. Gives it left block for Miller in the paint. Turnaround jumper won't go. Rebound Mahan. Here comes Ava once again looking for their first lead. They get it to Mahan. He juggles it out of bounds, and it'll be Willow ball. Ava getting plenty of opportunities here to take the lead, but not able to do it.
Man, Ava's been playing a pretty tight man-to-man against the Bears. Bears haven't been able to do much offensively either.
Rogers across midcourt, 40 seconds to go in the first. Stewart right side. Wilbanks out in front. Braxton. He'll go against Mahan, high off the glass, no good. Dalton with the rebound, he wants to run with it. Dalton to the free throw line, in the paint, out of control, and he travels. And another turnover for Ava.
Turnovers are about the same, 4 for Ava, 3 for the Willow Bears. Henry is coming in for the Ava Bears, and Mahan's coming out.
25 seconds left to go. First quarter tied at 9 here in the fifth-place game of the Stratford Tournament between Willow and Ava. SCA battle this afternoon. Kohler has it at midcourt with 15. James on the left wing with 12. His pass, there's got to be a foul there, and there's the whistle. Bit of a late whistle as Goss is going to get called for a foul.
That'd be his second foul, second personal.
Goss is just a good athlete. We saw that in football.
Oh, yeah.
He just kind of flies all over the court. So
maybe Goss, a good little halfback for the Ava Bears. Ran all over us.
He sure did. Willow will inbound at midcourt with 11.5 seconds to go first quarter. Stewart looks down low, but he'll go to James, the safety, in the backcourt. James will cross it with 7. Looks up at the clock with 6. With 5, he's going to go one-on-one. James, pull-up jumper, free throw line. No good, and that's the end of the first quarter from Stratford, tied at 9 between Willow and Ava. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Willow Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Welcome back to Stratford and the Stratford Invitational Tournament. Consolation championship game, and the Bears from Ava taking on the Bears from Willow Springs, and it's all knotted at 9-9 after one quarter. Ava will have the ball, start second quarter.
Didn't mention it before the game, but the Willow Bears have a new coach, so does Ava. Ava's new basketball coach, Riley Jenkins, who played for Norwood back in the day.
Looks like one of the kids.
Yeah,
right,
good player. Young man getting his head coaching opportunity as Ava gets it inside, lays it up and in, and there's the first lead of the afternoon for Ava as Henry puts it in. And Ava's on top 11-9 as we start quarter number two. James, pullback three, top of the key, no good off the back of the rim. Kohler's got the rebound, lots of contact, no whistle, and Dalton just takes it away from Kohler. Then he falls down at midcourt. He's tripped up by Wilbanks. And is it going to be a travel or a foul?
It could be either. Could be both.
And they're going to call a foul.
Guys pretty much letting them play, but,
man, there was a lot of contact on Kohler down here and then at midcourt.
Wilbanks picks up the foul for the Bears.
Their fourth, Willow Bears, fourth team foul.
3-2 zone for Willow. Ava gets it into the corner. 7:20 to go first half. Ava leading 11-9. The Ava Bears work it into the corner. They'll lob it back out. Take a couple steps in. Pass tipped. Wilbanks has it. Willow creates the turnover. But they've got to score some offense. Have a hard time getting the ball to fall. Much like last night, struggling in the first quarter. Rogers. The free throw line bounces to Stewart, who will pop a three. No good. Wilbanks with the rebound, and then they're going to get Ava for the foul after Braxton had wrapped it up. 15 foul on Ava.
Henry picked up the foul for Ava.
James will inbound, get to Wilbanks, flips it back to Stewart. Stewart on the right side. He'll take a couple dribbles. Back to Rogers at midcourt. Rogers. James. Bears look a little unsure of the play. Get it to Kohler inside. Kohler spins in the paint. Put it up and in. Off the back of the rim. Gets the roll that time. We're tied at 11. 6:20 to go. First half. Low scoring ball game here in Stratford. Here's a tipped pass and a steal by Kohler. Kohler to the rack, lays it up and in. Athletic play by the senior, Ryan Kohler. Willow back in front, 13-11. Timeout Coach Jenkins and the Ava Bears. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
6:14 left to go in the second quarter. Willow Springs nursing a two-point lead here, 13-11 over the Ava Bears.
Ava with the ball. Dalton will bring it across midcourt. And the primary weapon for Ava here in the first half. Ava in front of the Bear bench throws it into traffic. Another steal by Kohler. Ahead to Rogers, lays it up and in. Ryan Kohler playing out in that point position on defense, creating some turnovers for Willow.
Paying some dividends.
Ava stops short of the timeline. Now they get it across to the left side. Bounce it into the corner. The Ava Bears working around the arc. More pressure for Willow. Here's a pull-up jumper off the back of the rim for Ava. No good. Wilbanks grabs the board. James down the floor to Kohler. Kohler, right block, goes to the hole, puts it up. No good. Rebound tip. Ava's got it. Rogers for Ava. We'll bring it across midcourt. Kohler shadowing him. Gets it ahead to Dalton. 15-11 Willow. 5:20 to go first half. Whitmire into the game for Ava. Over to Dalton in the corner. Dalton dribbles baseline, pass cut off. He'll fling it cross court now into the corner. Three ball by Stout is no good. Stewart there for the rebound. Aiden kick it ahead to James across the timeline. Colby pull up jumper from the free throw line. Good. Nice little jumper reminiscent of Owen Dedridge's jumper.
Yeah.
From the last few years. And Willow goes up by six, their biggest lead of the afternoon. Ava gets it inside. Turnaround jumper good in the paint. Nice open jumper for Henry, who's given Ava a spark. 17-13 Willow. James up top to Kohler. Pace has picked up here.
It has.
Midway through the second quarter. Rogers, free throw line jumper. He was fouled, no whistle, and a rebound by Dalton. Dalton across midcourt for Ava. Working on James. Into the corner. Three ball is up and short right into the hands of Ryan Kohler, an air ball.
Somebody might have got a hand on that. I don't know. It looks so short.
It was very short. Stewart in the corner for Willow. Aiden dribbles in, flings it back to Kohler at midcourt. Kohler waits for James to come and get it. Colby to the right side for Rogers. Back up top to Kohler, under 4 minutes to play in the half. They find Jace Rogers cutting to the basket, lays it up and in. It sat on the rim and falls in. Willow goes back up by six, 19-13 with 3:45 to go in the half. Dalton across midcourt. 3-2 zone for Willow, pass tips, and Wilbanks is there to take it away. James back across midcourt for Willow. James explodes to the hoop, gets fouled going to the basket, and he'll shoot two for the Willow Bear. Sixth team foul on Ava.
Rogers picks up the foul for Ava. That's the
Rogers for Ava. We've got a Rogers on Willow Springs as well, but they spelled their names differently.
First free throw is good by James. Nobody in significant foul trouble except Ryan Frigga, who picked up two in the first, 2 minutes of the game?
Grady Goss, too.
So both teams have a starter out for probably the rest of the half. James' second free throw is good. Made them both. Willow goes up by eight, 21-13, 3:30 to go in the half. Stout will bring it across midcourt. Runs into the trap, and Ava breaks it, finds their man Henry wide open underneath the basket. Ava's getting better at maneuvering the half-court trap that worked for Willow for a while. Kohler at midcourt to James. 3 minutes to go in the half, Willow leading by six. James picks up his dribble. Miller in the corner. Miller to Stewart up top. Fires it into Kohler. Kohler going to back in, pull it up off the backboard. No good. Dalton's there for the rebound. Dalton wants to go with it down the floor in traffic, and he carried the ball. Ava turns it over and gives it back to Willow with 2:49 to go in the half.
Nine turnovers for the Ava Bears. That seems to be the trademark of the teams playing Willow last two games.
Well,
anyway.
And that's the defense that I think Coach Forrest has brought over from Coach Wilson,
right,
and the defense that we've grown accustomed to. James loses the handle on it. It's on the floor and picked up by Ava. Unforced turnover by the Bears. Sawyer going to go coast to coast. Lays it up and in. Ava back to within four, 21-17. 2.5 minutes left in the second quarter. James in the front court. Colby to the free throw line. Bounce a nice pass into Kohler. Back it out to Miller. Matthew for three. Got it. Big three by Matt Miller. 24-17.
He gets a little more playing time. He may be getting, he's getting better.
He is. The rust is coming off.
Yeah, he didn't play last year.
Ava with the ball. Sawyer on the right side. Fakes the pass. Now picks up the dribble. Bounces it top of the key for Widmeyer. Back to Sawyer up top. Dalton's got a wide open three. It's short. Rebound comes out long right back to him. And now Dalton to the rack. All kinds of traffic. And a foul called on the Bears, and it'll send Dalton to the line shooting two. Not a bad foul for Willow, as Dalton was on his way to getting an easy two.
Foul is on Toby James, his second foul. So Bears have two players with two fouls each.
Free throw by Dalton is no good. Wilbanks comes in for Stewart. They're going to leave James out. James just a kid that you just can't afford not to have in the game with the way he brings the ball up the floor. There's missing Taylor Rothermick in that category. Second free throw is good. He makes one of two. Willow leads by six with 1:45 to go in the half. I'm sure Coach Forrest has told James, don't pick up that third foul. Top of the key, right side, Rogers. Jace holds it on his hip, gets it up to Kohler, left side for James. Checks underneath, gives it back to Wilbank. They've guarded Braxton very tight after he made a couple of threes. Rogers, pull-up jumper, in and out. Rebound, Ava. Dalton, really doing a nice job on the board for Ava.
Getting a lot of rebounds.
Dalton, inside. Henry, right block, put it up, missed it. Rebound underneath. Henry, put it up, missed it again. And Wilbanks has it on the baseline. Minute to go in the half. Rogers crosses the timeline. He'll hand it off to Colby. 6-point lead for Willow. They'd like to push that up a little bit here before the half. James to Rogers on the right wing. Up top to Wilbank. James holds it above his head. Kicks it out. Miller spots for another three. No good. Rims out. And another rebound for Dalton. Dalton in traffic. Kicks it out into the corner and a travel called as he took an extra step back. It was Devin Sawyer.
I think he was trying to get beyond the three-point line.
Yeah, he was.
And it just he just shuffled his pivot foot a little bit. Another turnover. That's 10 for Ava.
The Willow will have it. See if they want to play for the last shot here. 30 seconds to go in the half. Ava's played some good defense on Willow this afternoon.
Man to man.
James to Wilbanks. Now Rogers with 20 seconds. James holds it on the left side. Wilbanks open for a moment. 15 seconds. James. Coach Forrest says back it out with 10. Bears from Willow look to get the last shot. Lead by 6 with 5. Colby with 3. With 2. Kohler will take a 3. No good. At the end of the first half from Crawford. The Willow Springs Bears lead the Ava Bears 24-18. We'll come back for some halftime stats, get you caught up on the Stratford tournament, and look ahead a little bit to the next couple of weeks, the pre-holiday time for high school basketball. We'll be back in about 3 minutes. Again, Willow leads Ava at halftime, 24-18. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.